All right, so I want to bring this topic up. I think this will be kind of interesting for the brothers. So I think most of the brothers saw a preach I did. Me and Sister Amin went to a church. They called it a church festival, a fall festival. It's more like a carnival. I was preaching that they had barbecue, bounce houses, balloons, and they had some beasts there. They had llamas, a petting zoo, but they didn't have their Bibles. And I think the brothers saw a video, I shared it with them, where this pastor ran away from me three times and wouldn't talk about the things of God. And so we did the post. I did an exposing on him. And here's what I want to share with you, brother. So he sent me I emailed him the testing. And I want to share with you what this man sent me. For time's sake, he sent me two different emails. Well, I shared the first email with the brothers that he sent me, and he basically just said, don't answer a fool, and then he said something about if I'm trying to win people, why am I still a servant of Christ? Then he said something about idols and bowing down to them, and then the end of his email, he said, if you're ever in town again and you want to talk theology, I'd love to buy you a beer. Well, this church likes to drink because they invited everybody to some bar that serves pizza and said they'll buy everybody the first drink. And I learned when we were there preaching, nobody brought the Bible, by the way, not one man. We did talk to a couple seekers, but none of their leadership, nobody brought Bibles. They have women in leadership, by the way. We learned that they're in a college town, so they're playing to a lot of the college, the 20-somethings. And those people like to drink, so you got to be okay with drinking if you're trying to reach 20-some, 18 to 20-some college kids. So that's why they drink. But here's what I want to share with you, brothers. So I sent the link to him about the testing, and I said, here it is. I want to share something with you. We're going to go over this together. I think this will be something a little different, but I think it'll be edifying. Ready? So here's his email back to me. I said, I put the testing out there. I said, it exposes you and your shameful heresy. I said, you are, let's see, I can give you the exact words I said. I said, you are powerless and pathetic. This email will go up on your testing to show you how corrupt you really are. Show everybody how corrupt you are. I said, repent, Jamie, or the wrath of God is set to consume you and Renew Church. It's called Renew Church in Eau Claire. His name is Jamie Staples, modern pastor, and you can look up our testing. So I want to share with you, brothers, what he sent. Now, keep in mind, I said, you are pathetic and powerless. Look what he sent me. Ready? He said this, quote, good. Seems like I'm in a good place then. 2 Corinthians 12:9. I'm reading his translation. I don't know what it is. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Wherefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And then he gave me Matthew 5:3-5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And this part, this is where we're going to go. He said this, I'm good with being weak and powerless. This will be my last response. I'm praying for you. So I wanted to read you that, and I wanted us to go over, brothers, are we, as born-again saints of God, walking through this world, Satan's kingdom, born of the Spirit of God, the promises from the Father and our Savior, are we powerless?
No.
Let's talk about what the scriptures say. Do we have power, brothers? Let's go there. Let's talk about this. This man says he's okay being powerless. What do the scriptures say about us having power?
Okay, first of all, I think I need to share some thoughts that just are in my head after hearing all of that, okay?
Okay.
First of all, Habakkuk, I'm not even sure how you pronounce that. Habakkuk, whatever. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that puttest thy bottle to him and makest him drunken also. You want to go to a bar and buy people drink and you call it evangelism? I mean,
yeah.
Way to go.
It's wicked. Yeah, these are wicked people.
And then, Ah, but unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee? Honestly, that's the first thing that pops into my mind. It's like, why are you talking about quoting scripture and you're taking the entire word and counsel of God and just literally casting it behind you?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly true. Exactly true. So,
yeah.
So, do we have power, brothers? This pastor is telling us he's okay being powerless because, see, what happens is they believe that you live in sin. You can't help your sin. You can't do anything for yourself. God has all the power. We have no power. Is that true, brothers?
2 Timothy 1:7.
I was going there.
You were going there?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Purgos. You were fast. You were fast on the draw. You go ahead.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He's okay without having power. He's not sound. He's not very loving. I'm no discerner of spirits, but from fruit and my biblical knowledge, I'd say he's not born again.
Yeah. Yeah, can I throw a verse in? Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. I just wanted to go over this to show, one, what power we do have. That's my main goal in doing this, bringing this, is to show the power we do have as brothers and sisters. And then a side note would be to cast down the foolishness of this hireling false teacher saying he's happy being powerless when he clearly does not understand what God has given us by the Spirit. I think Brother Purgos called it right. He may not be born, definitely does not have the fruit of being a born again man of God at all.
Here's a great section about the power of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9:16-18. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward, but if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely, the scriptures are definitely showing us that we have power. And the more these false teachers talk, the bigger hole they dig for themselves. How about this one? Acts 6:8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great miracles, wonders among the people.
Yeah. You know what's kind of awesome, brothers? You were kind of, for a while there, first Brother Purgos, and then you, Brother Tupos, you were literally taking the verses that I was going to, so it's kind of awesome how we're all of the same mind.
Yeah.
That just sometimes happens.
Yeah.
And to just sum it up as bluntly as I can, this man does not know what it means to have the Spirit of God, and he doesn't know what the kingdom of God is, because the scriptures tell us, 1 Corinthians 4, the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So he's basically saying that he doesn't know what it means to be born again, to have the Spirit of God, and to walk in the kingdom of God. I mean, we're mighty through God, like the weapons of our warfare. Another passage in Corinthians is not flesh and blood, but mighty through God to pulling down of strongholds. I mean, we're mighty in God. Through him we do valiantly. It's like, if you want to say, oh, I'm powerless, it's kind of into the, Jesus did it all, I got to do nothing, oh, poor me, I can't overcome sin. Yeah, because you don't have the Spirit of God.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wanted to use it as a kind of a double-edged sword, one to cut his theology up, and then also to give us power to show in Scripture what we do have the power, what we've been given.
And then, he's also a liar. Because it's like, I think, didn't you ask him 3 times or more? I mean, you know, like, 3 times he ran away from you, but you asked him more than 3 times, bring a Bible and let's talk about it, and he literally ran away. And then he emails you, oh, I'll buy you a beer if you want to talk about theology. You hypocrite. Why didn't you bring your Bible and talk about it?
Yeah. Yeah, amen. Amen. I mean, just you do a word search on the word power, and between God's power and the power we've been given, I mean, it's all over the New Testament, let alone the Old Testament. But how about this one for the sisters? 1 Corinthians 11:10. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. I like that. It's everywhere. But I'm going for a verse. Can you guys imagine the verse I'm going to that really exposes this hireling and it deals with power? What verse do you think I'm thinking of? I'll give you a hint. Last days. See who can get there first.
Oh.
Is it
Revelation, right?
No.
Is it 2 Thess?
No.
My Bible app just crashed here.
No, here, how about this? This is where I was going. There's a whole bunch, so I didn't expect you to get it right the first one. 2 Timothy 3:5. Ready? Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. He's talking about the false converts in the last days.
Yep.
Right? Does that not describe that man?
I'm not even sure if he has a form of godliness.
Well, he does. He shows up in a church building and he pretends to be a pastor, so that would be the form of. He's got a form of it. He walks around calling himself pastor. It's what the culture looks at. Oh, it's a form of godliness, but it's not true godliness. We know that. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So that I just wanted to share that with you, brothers, about how when we deal with these people, how more times than not they dig themselves a deeper hole. And if you just sometimes give them enough rope, they hang themselves, as they say, theologically. And be encouraged. We have power by the Holy Spirit. We have power in the gospel. We have power because of what Christ has done for us. We have power to overcome sin. We have power to overcome the things of the world because Christ has already overcome them. These people are just, they're following a false savior. They're following a people-pleasing way, a flesh-pleasing way. They're not following the biblical savior. Their gospel is accursed, which is going to be kind of another topic that we're going to talk about, but I'll save that for either a little bit later or another time. But anything else on the power of God in our lives? You know you have power. You know you have access to it. You know the Father promised it. We can tap into it. And what's the purpose of having that power today? We don't need to write scripture. We don't need signs and wonders. We have the finished word of God. What's the purpose of the power today? What do you think?
To walk out of our life. Sorry, go ahead, Brother Zealous.
No, you started.
To walk out our life in holiness, to be a witness to those around us, to do the Father's will, and to glorify Him by producing much fruit.
Wow,
that's good. Why He gave us the power.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer. Brother Zealous, what say you?
Yeah, basically the same thing. Like John 1. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. That's why we've been given the Spirit and the power, that we might, through the process of following and obedience and sanctification and being born again and all of that, we might become the sons of God.
Which verse did you just quote?
It's John 1. I forget the verse. I quoted from memory.
John chapter 1, or are you talking about 1 John?
No, John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received Him, to them give He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in His name.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to go and look at that one, yeah.
It's like, again, somebody who talks like that does not know the power Spirit of God.
Yeah, and that email is going to go up on his testing. Anybody that finds that testing is going to see, and they're going to go, oh, this pastor likes to drink and he doesn't have any power from God. Did you notice that too? Let's talk about that real quick. Did you notice, first of all, I want to look up that word power that you just brought up in that verse. In 1 John 12. Power. Exousia. It means, in a sense, an ability, privilege, a force, a magistrate, superhuman, delegated, influence, authority, jurisdiction, liberty, power, right, strength. Physical or mental, the ability or strength to which one is endowed or endued, which he either possesses or exercises. The power, I think this is probably the greatest thing that we have, the power of authority and of right. Then there's the power, rule of government. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good verse. Let me go back to that email. Did you notice what else he said that we could kind of spring off here? He said, I'm good with being weak and powerless. Okay, so he's playing off of Matthew 5 where Jesus said, blessed are the meek. Did you notice how churchianity people definitely tie meekness to weakness? Is that not true?
Yeah.
I'm just a big sinner. I can't stop doing anything. Yeah, I'm kind of in a form mocking them right now. I can't stop. I'm just a big sinner no matter what I do. Jesus did it all for me. And yeah, I'm just weak. No, that's not what meek means. Meek is you humble yourself under the power of God, and then the power of the Holy Spirit gives you the power to live out the Word of God. You're not meek. You're not weak at all. Was Moses weak?
No.
Was Jesus weak?
No.
Was Paul weak?
No.
How about John the Baptist?
No.
How about Peter after the Holy Spirit came?
No, you're not going to find one man of God who was weak.
You can't find one guy that was weak. Maybe before the Holy Spirit they had weaknesses, but after the Holy Spirit. So they equate... And you know why they do that? Let's see if you guys get where I'm going with this. It may not be the only right answer, but it's kind of where I'm going. Why do you think they equate weakness with meekness? Because Jesus says meek will inherit the kingdom of God, or will inherit the earth. I'm assuming he's talking about the new heavens and the new earth. Why do you think they do that? There's one main thing, the reason I think they do it.
I'm not sure which angle you're going for. I mean, it could be a lot of things. Like, they've got this feminized, effeminate view of Jesus and who he was.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Where I was going with it is they love to live in their worldliness and their sin. They need a cloak for their sin. They need a covering for their willful sin. And here it is. I'm weak. I just sin all the time and I can't stop. See, I'm going to inherit, right, everything because I'm weak. That's what they believe that means. Because they love their sin, and they lavish in it, and they think God's going to go, well, you couldn't help yourself, okay. That's not what it's going to be, is it?
Yeah.
They're looking for a cloak for their sin. They're looking for a place to hide in all of their debauchery, their flesh, their carnality. That's why they say stuff like that. So yeah, I'm going to put both of these emails up in his testing, and anybody who sees it that has any kind of discernment is going to go, this is not a pastor. This is not even a born-again saint. This is a worldly, carnal, false convert. By the way, on their Facebook page, they quote Mother Teresa. They quote Tim Keller. And they're into all kinds of, yeah, obviously you can imagine worldliness, carnality, all kinds of stuff. So this is your typical churchianity. This is nothing uncommon, by the way. I think you know that. This is the typical churchianity systems. So I thought I would just share that email, and we exposed how his lack of power is not the biblical concept, that true saints do have power to overcome sin, to live a victorious life, to serve God, to serve each other, and to preach the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Anything else on this before we close this one out?
Someone should let them know that no effeminate men are going to inherit the kingdom of God. Neither are fearful men going to inherit the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yep. It was, I got to say it, I got to praise my father. That first time he walked away and he walked across the street and then I said, oh, you want me to come over there? I walked over there and he turned around and he kept walking. I did not even see where he was going. I was pretty much watching my phone, my video, and I'm making it going, I'm going to get this guy in video. And right when I said, no, I don't follow false teachers in the dark. I walk in the light. Brother Kua, what did he do? Right?
He backed up. To the shadows.
Right at the split second when I said that, he walked into the shadows of the tree and he stood there and all you could see was a dark image. It was like perfect. It was like the Father, the Spirit gave me the exact thing to say and I had no clue he was going in the shadow. And I'm like, I don't go in the shadows with false teachers, and there he is standing in the shadows. These people, they truly are wicked. They're wicked. You know, when you think of a worker of Satan, do you brothers take that serious?
Yeah, it's a worker of darkness and of Satan.
Yeah, I mean, this is not just a title. This is who they really are. They are working for Satan. Workers of Satan. And they don't have any power from the Father. I think they have power from the enemy to do what they do. But they don't have power from the Father on high because they're not born again. So, yeah, praise God. Brother Kuo, are we going to have power to go out and preach tomorrow?
Lord willing, if he gives us another day, he lets our plans go as planned. Oh yeah, he's going to pick us up. He's because it's his will. He's going to have us say the right words, preach the kingdom of God.
So. Amen. 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 All right, I guess we'll leave this one right here. That hireling with no power. I'm glad that we can walk in the power of God, preach the gospel, and live a victorious life. Amen, brothers?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.